And may the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. I'm going to read a verse to you from Romans chapter 12, and then we'll settle in the Song of Solomon chapter 8. So if you've never looked up Song of Solomon, you can go ahead and start, because we'll be there in just a minute. This is Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I urge you, therefore, brethren, in light of the mercies of God, to present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your reasonable service of worship. This is a scripture calling believers, in light of God's mercy that he's been talking about in the first 11 chapters, but in light of God's unconditional love, that's the mercy of God. In light of God's unconditional love, he said, make a decision. Present your humanity, your body, everything about you, as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God. In light of God's love, God's mercy, he said, it's the only reasonable service of worship you can do. It's the only reasonable response you can give, is absolute, total, radical surrender to God and his will. Because he goes on, he says, do not be conformed to this world, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove that God's will is good and perfect and acceptable. Well, you can't prove that unless you're yielded to it. And he says, the motivation for yielding to it is God's mercies, God's love. Romans chapter 8 is one of the more remarkable scriptures that's sort of the Old Testament version of Romans chapter 12, verse 1, Song of Solomon chapter 8 is. But to me, it's even more profound and more powerful. This is what it says towards the end of this book, that's a book about a journey of someone, a believer, who has stepped up and decided to give it all, to go for it with all their heart, to be as conformed to the image of Jesus as they can possibly be, and to fall as in love with him as a human being can be in love with him. So it says in verse 6, here's the Romans 12, present your body as a living sacrifice. Here's the call to surrender, to radical surrender, a life of radical pursuit and surrender. Put me like a seal over your heart. This is the bridegroom. This is Jesus speaking. Put me like a seal over your heart. In other words, seal me. When you seal something, it's closed. It's sealed up. It's done deal. Put me like a seal over your heart, like a seal on your arm. And then this is what he says, for. This is the reason you should do that. This is the reason you should seal your heart to spend the rest of your life. Set it like a seal. You've stamped it. You've put a brand that says, you've burned this brand on your heart that says, I'm going to set my life and spend the rest of my life pursuing to love him with all my heart, soul, mind, and strength. It says, put me like a seal over your heart, like a seal on your arm, for love is as strong as death. The love of God is as strong as death. You can't avoid death. It's going to happen. It doesn't go away. You can't change it. You can't change God's love. It's permanent. It's just a fixed thing. It says, jealousy is severe as Sheol. Its flashes are flashes of fire. The very flame of the Lord, or the vehement flame of the Lord. So I don't know, you can imagine if God were a flame, how hot can God get? The vehement flame of the Lord. That's how he describes his love. It's not passive, it's not benevolent, it's not casual. It's like a burning flame that only God could get to, only the heat that God could get to. He said, that's what his love is like. It's a jealous love. But not jealous when you think of humans. When humans get jealous, they do a lot of weird things. They start controlling and want to know everything. I've run into that a lot over the years doing counseling. If a man gets jealous or even a woman, they want to know everything, want to control everything, want to dominate. That's not what God does. That's not how God wins our heart back. Humans are silly to think they can win a person's heart back that way too. It just drives a person further away, actually. Now look at God's way of winning the heart. See, God said, set your heart, set a seal on your heart. Seal your heart to live your life pursuing my heart and my will above everything else. And he says, here's the motivation. Love is strong as death. Jealousy is Sheol. He says it's like the very flame of the Lord. And many waters can't quench it. There's nothing you can do to put it out. You can't stop it. You can't make it go away. There's nothing you can do or anybody else can do or say about you to me that can make me love you any less. That vehement flame is burning bright regardless of your behavior. He may not be pleased with your behavior, but it doesn't affect his love for you. No matter what somebody says about you, God's just like going, la, 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 He ain't listening because he loves you with a vehement flame. And then he goes on, he says, many waters can't quench love, nor will river overflow it. Even if you put it in the middle of a river, it's going to burn just as bright. And if a man were to give all of his riches of his house for love, it would be utterly despised. Here's what God says. You can't earn his love. And by surrendering and going after it, doing it just right, can't make him love you or love you more. If you were to offer everything you have for love, so God would love you or love you more, if you would say, Lord, I'm going to surrender, I'm going to get it right, I'm going to go after it with all my heart every single day, and the sense is so God will be love you more, think better of you. He said it would be utterly despised because then it would no longer be perfect love. If you have to earn somebody's love, it's not perfect love. But you see, God's love, it starts off that way. When you become a Christian, it starts off that way. He's already shown you how much he loves you based on the cross. And there's not one thing you can do more to make him love you more. And there's not one thing you can do bad to make him love you less. It's just the way it is. Many waters can't quench it. Rivers can't overflow it. It's like a vehement flame. A heavenly flame. You've never known love like this before. You've never imagined love like this before. You've never experienced love like this before. You can't even explain it. It's the vehement fire of the Lord. And the Lord says, you can't earn it. If you give your whole house, give everything, you can't earn it. You can't make it more. It's just the way it is. And that's why he starts off by saying, set a seal on your heart and a seal on your arm. He says, seal your heart to follow me with everything you have and surrender to me everything you have. Make it the pursuit of your life to love me with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength as a response to love, not a way to earn love. And there's a world of difference. Set a seal in your heart because love is like this. You see, if we try to earn God's love based on our performance, it only lasts for so long. Flesh can't keep it up. Sincerity will never be enough. But if we catch a vision of God's love, we understand he loves me unconditionally. He loves me more fiercely than anything I've ever experienced or could ever imagine. No matter how much I pursue things in life, I'll never know love like this love. And God says, now understanding that, and no matter what you offer me, everything, it's not going to make me love you more. I just love you, and I can't stop loving you, period. And I love you like this. Now, in light of that, why don't you give your whole house to me? It's a response to love. You see, surrender and obedience is always a response to grace, not a way to earn grace. There's one more scripture. I hope this is making sense because it's a world changer. It'll change your life. You'll never offer obedience from the same motive again. And if you offer obedience out of a response to love, as a response to love, man, there's no telling how far you'll go in your extravagant acts of obedience. We love because he first loved us. It's not that he loves us more because we're loving him really big. This is amazing. I love this passage of scripture from Titus. If I can find Titus. For the grace of God has appeared, offering salvation to all men, and this grace is instructing us to deny ungodliness. And it's grace that instructs us to deny worldly desires and to live sensibly, righteously, and godly in this present age. It's grace that promotes holiness. Wouldn't it be cool if we started walking like that in our own relationships with each other? See, God's jealousy isn't petty. And it doesn't go, now I'm going to control you, I'm yah yah, you got to earn this. God says, I just love you fiercely. And then he causes it. The result of that is we fall in love with him. Amen. And then we give our whole house to him. You know, I'll give you everything. Anybody loves me that much, you got it all. but it's a response. Therefore, by the mercies of God, in light of God's unconditional, fierce love, the fierce grace of God, present your bodies a living sacrifice, which is holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable response to such love. And if you'll do that, you know the other thing will happen? You'll prove that God's will in your life is good and perfect and acceptable. You'll discover it for yourself. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.